Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Wayne Pond to join us with the word of the day. And Beatles, of course, excited about it. So are we. What's up, Wayne?
Greetings from the bronchitis ward of Farrington Village.
You sound fine, man. You don't sound bad.
Oh, well, good. All right. Let's see if I can make it through the bit here. I got some nice cup of coffee here. See if that'll help.
All right.
So, all right, guys. Here we go again. I told you I'm using a series of words appear in Bill Luchtenberg's new book. Bill Luchtenberg, our legendary presidential historian at UNC Chapel Hill, I think. My goodness, Bill must now be in his early 90s. This man just keeps chugging along. And mm-hmm. As I say, he's got a brand new book out called The American President. Here's a word that he uses that I think that you will just enjoy all day long. And if you don't, well, that's then your fault, not mine, okay? Word of the day is perspicacity. Perspicacity.
Oh, I've heard that word, actually.
Are you up on that one? Nikki, how about you? Are you filling the bill on perspicacity?
I'll give this one to Ron.
All right, well, let me spell it for you. P as in Paul, P-E-R-S-P-I-C-A-C-I-T-Y. P-E-R-S-P-I-C-A-C-I-T-Y, perspicacity. This is all about keen judgment and discernment. According to my friend D.G. Martin, Bill Luchtenberg uses this word to describe Ronald Reagan's choices of top advisors. I humbly beg to differ mm-hmm. with Professor Luchtenberg.
You know, James Brown's song, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Yeah.
We could play Bill Luckenberg's got a brand new book. I don't know why that sprang to mind, but, you know.
And perspicacity is one of the words that he uses.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, listen, have a good weekend. Go Heels. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.